Vampirismus, or Aurelia, by E.T.A. Hoffman. Extract from the fourth volume of The Seraphian Brethren. When Aurelia got to be about 16, a man came to the house, whom her mother welcomed joyfully and treated with much confidentiality, receiving him with much intimacy of friendship as being a dear old friend. He came more and more frequently, and the Baroness's style of existence was soon greatly altered for the better. Instead of living in an attic and subsisting on the poorest of fare and wearing the most wretched old clothes, she took a fine lodging in the most fashionable quarter, wore fine dresses, ate and drank with this stranger of the best and most expensive food and drink daily. He was her daily guest, and took her part in all the public pleasurings which the residents had to offer. Aurelia was the person upon whom this bettering of her mother's circumstances, evidently attributable solely to the stranger, exercised no influence whatever. She remained shut up in her room when her mother went out to enjoy herself in the stranger's company, and was obliged to live just as miserably as before. This man, though about 40, had a very fresh and youthful appearance, a tall, handsome person, and a face by no means devoid of a certain amount of manly good looks. Notwithstanding this, he was repugnant to Aurelia on account of his style of behaviour. He seemed to try to constrain himself, to conduct himself like a gentleman and person of some cultivation, but there was constantly and most evidently piercing through this exterior veneer the unmistakable evidence of his really being a totally uncultured person, whose manners and habits were those of the very lowest ranks of the people. And the way in which he began to look at Aurelia filled her with terror, nay, with an abhorrence of which she could not explain the reason to herself. Up to this point, the Baroness had never taken the trouble to say a single word to Aurelia about this stranger. But now she told her his name, adding that this Baron was a man of great wealth and a distant relation. She lauded his good looks and his various delightful qualities, and ended by asking Aurelia if she thought she could bring herself to take a liking to him. Aurelia made no secret of the inward detestation which she felt for him. The Baroness darted a glance of lightning at her, which terrified her excessively, and told her she was a foolish, ignorant creature. After this, she was kinder to her than she had ever been before. She was provided with grand dresses in the height of the fashion, and taken to share in all the public pleasures.